The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
The protesters left at 6 in the morning and were not home until 10 p.m. But even as night and rain fell on the bus home, they were excited and hopeful. They'd come to the march for various reasons.
Because I wanted the bully to know that he cannot mess around with us.
Two reasons. One is William, and the other reason is Jacoby. And those are my two sons. They're 2 years old, and I don't want them growing up in a world where there's a war against women.
Because I think it's important that Trump knows that he cannot espouse the hate that he has been and go unnoticed and unchecked.
It brings me to tears. The horror of what's happened has made me realize that I have to work harder.
I think not showing up is complacency and is showing that we think it's okay and we don't think it's okay.
I was the first woman with my company that I worked for after college, and Playboy bunnies came to my training. I've been fighting this for my daughter, and when I see it going backwards again, I thought, oh no.
In November, I felt that there was a real opportunity for people to become activists. We were sad. People felt a great deal of despair and lost hope. But our President Obama encouraged us to be the change, right?
I feel like our president-elect has spent a lot of time disputing the existence of people who disagree with him. If crowd size is what means something to him, I figured we should come out and show him the biggest damn crowd he's seen in his life.
For Kara Bozeman and her mother, this was just one leg in a long trip. Linda Whitney had flown from California to march with her daughter, friends from Charlottesville and Lynchburg, while Kara came in from the Lone Star State.
Coming from Texas, I was sitting next to a person that looked very Texan. Shaved head, Wranglers, cowboy boots, very heavy set, very kind of gruff. And he asked me what I was doing, and I was hesitant to tell him. And once I did, he actually started crying and said, thank you so much, because him and his partner had been together for 14 years, and they got married 2 years ago, and he's terrified it's going to get repealed.
She and her new friends on the bus cheered when CNN announced the march had drawn 1.5 million people, and they chuckled over signs that marchers carried.
We need a leader, not a creepy tweeter.
Humpty Trumpty, have a good fall.
I love this one. When injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. Now that's powerful.
Erectile dysfunction.
That was by far one of my favorites.
The 2008 hope signs that said nope.
Mike Pence likes Nickelback. That one cracked me up.
There was one of Donald Trump whose hair was sort of flying in the wind. It said, we will overcome.
And then, of course, we started to sing, we shall overcome. So we had a lot of fun.
And then there was time in the dark to think about what comes next.
This is only the beginning of a movement to get people to vote. 46% of registered voters in the presidential election did not come out to vote.
We need to really keep track of the news and what's going on and continue having gatherings of this sort and really let the people know and the government know that this is going to be unacceptable.
I've already started taking steps for me to be more involved in the community, put some money into a local grassroots market that's going to put an end to a food desert in our downtown area. I'm working with a group of underprivileged youth. Various things that I had wanted to do, but this really motivated me to say this is the time.
It's going to be a long, hard struggle, and I don't know specifically what comes next, but there's going to be more of this.
I mean, I guess we stay on our representatives. We call and write and do everything we can to organize on a local level.
It's making those phone calls to your representatives. It's making sure you stay engaged in local politics. You know, it's making sure this conversation keeps going, which can feel like, you know, a little bit of drudgery, but that's the only way it's going to get done.
On the bus from Washington, I'm Sandy Houseman.